Depleted uranium is a substance used by the U.S. Armed Forces to coat body armor as well as bullets and other projectiles. Sue Harris directed an award-winning film called Poison Dust about the chemical and its harmful effects.
And it's the byproduct of the process that is used in making bombs, but it is equally radioactive. It is equally deadly in terms of its radioactive effects.
Sarah Flounders of the International Action Center described how efforts have been made for over 20 years to expose the dangers of this substance used in combat by the U.S. Armed Forces.
20 years ago, we established the Depleted Uranium Education Project at the International Action Center. We held international forums, meetings at the UN, produced a book, helped produce a video, and all of this was really an effort to stop the use of U.S. Depleted uranium weapons.
Many U.S. military veterans have experienced horrendous health effects that are linked to exposure to depleted uranium. Sue Harris was able to interview many of them.
The United States veterans who had been deployed early in the invasion in Iraq and who were coming down with milder symptoms also actually traceable to depleted uranium, and they were not getting anywhere. They were told they were crazy.
And in 2004, after years of public outcry, the World Health Organization declared it would conduct a study on what effect depleted uranium has had in Iraq. After the U.S. invasion, depleted uranium was used all throughout the country. After conducting the study on the dangerous effects of depleted uranium, the World Health Organization is refusing to release its results.
I'm happy to hear that the World Health Organization was exposed, and maybe this will get the information around even more widely, because there have been many, many ways in which the cover-up was going on, including the imprisoning and for long periods of time of Iraqi doctors and scientists who also were attempting to expose this. This is not new information.
The study focused on birth defects in Iraq, which have skyrocketed since the U.S. invasion. With the study remaining unpublished, the exact result of the chemical on the Iraqi people is unclear. There is no question in many people's minds, however, that many Iraqis, as well as many Americans, have suffered because of depleted uranium. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.